The following program is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Comrades, welcome back to my Wolverine on podcast, the afternoon edition. Ah, yes. I was familiarizing myself with the latest news cycle, and I saw a story that stood out to me that I thought I might share with you. Seems indicative of the times we live in. Personally, I'm going to refer to this one as the Rittenhouse Effect. From the New York Post.
Wah, wah.
Police identify three victims, their killer, and hero bystander in Indiana Mall shooting, by Allie Griffin. Authorities identified the three victims killed in an Indiana Mall shooting Sunday. Their disturbed killer and the hero bystander who shot him dead and likely saved countless others from being gunned down. A husband and wife from Indianapolis identified as Pedro Pinada, 56, and Rosa Marian Rivera de Pinada, 37, as well as Victor Gomez, 30, were fatally wounded when Jonathan Sapperman opened fire on shoppers inside the Glenwood Park Mall shortly before 6 p.m. Police and the local coroner announced Monday. Sapperman, 20, was also killed when he was shot by a legally armed man who was at the mall shopping with his girlfriend at the time, Greenwood Police Chief James Eisen said at a press conference. That shopper, 22-year-old Alicia Dickin of Seymour, shot and killed Sapperman with a pistol 2 minutes after the shooting began. He was praised for his heroic efforts at the media briefing. "We're very thankful for a young 22-year-old man who stopped this violent act," Greenwood Mayor Mark Myers said. "This young man, Greenwood's Good Samaritan, acted within seconds, stopping the shooter and saving countless lives." Yeah. React. Sapperman, who quit his warehouse job and was facing eviction from his home, entered the mall shortly before 5 p.m. and went straight into a bathroom near the food court, where he spent more than an hour preparing for the shooting, Eisen said. An hour and 2 minutes later, he exited the bathroom and immediately began firing a rifle at people in the food court, first striking Gomez and then the piñatas. Fuck, I'm sorry. Piñatas. The gunman also shot a 22-year-old man in the leg. Fuck. Break. The gunman also shot a 22-year-old woman in the leg. She is recovering in an area hospital. A 12-year-old girl also received medical treatment after she was struck in the back with a bullet fragment that ricocheted off a wall inside the mall, Eisen said. 2 minutes after Sapperman opened fire, Dickin confronted him and shot 10 rounds at him from a distance. Sapperman attempted to retreat into the bathroom to take cover, but was mortally wounded and fell to the floor. Police said Dickin, who legally carried the firearm, has no military background or police training, but demonstrated smart and brave instincts. His actions were nothing short of heroic, Eisen said. He engaged the gunman from quite a distance with a handgun and was very proficient in that, very tactically sound, and as he moved to close in on the suspect, he was also motioning for people to exit behind him like a boss. Like a fucking sheepdog, huh? For Dickin said he wouldn't be making any comments until police had completed their investigation. Because we want to respect the ongoing criminal investigation by the Greenwood Police Department and take time to honor the three innocent lives lost, we won't be making any substantive comments on Sunday's events until after the authorities' investigation is closed, Attorney Guy Relford said in a statement. Hey, Guy! Relford, a firearms instructor and attorney whose practice focuses on Second Amendment issues, praised his client's actions. He is a true American who saved countless lives during a horrific event that could have been so much worse if not for Eli's courage, preparedness, and willingness to protect others, Relford said. Sapperman, who had no criminal record other than minor juvenile run-ins, fired off 24 rounds from an AR-15 style rifle in the 2 minutes before he was taken out. Start your day with all you need to know. Morning Report delivers the latest news, videos, photos, and more.
Give me some money.
Many people would have died last night if not for a responsible armed citizen that took action very quickly, Eisen said. Police recovered a second rifle, a handgun, multiple magazines, and more than 100 rounds of ammunition that were on the shooter and stashed in the mall bathroom. Officers also recovered Sapperman's cell phone, which he tossed into a toilet in a bathroom stall. Investigators later collected the gunman's laptop from his apartment, which was inside an oven that was turned on to a high temperature, alongside a can of butane. But this little motherfucker here. Dirty. The FBI is attempting to recover data from both devices, which were damaged due to Sapperman's actions. Eisen said there is no known... excuse me. Beep! said there is no known motive at this point in the investigation. Relatives of Sapperman told police he showed no indication that he was violent or unstable. The 20-year-old had legally purchased the rifle he used in the shooting in March and frequently visited a nearby shooting range, family said. The attack was the latest in a string of deadly mass shootings that have plagued the U.S. and taken the lives of numerous Americans. Mass shooters have targeted schools, churches, grocery stores, a 4th of July parade, and now a mall in recent months, making nearly no place safe for people just going about their daily lives. Additional reporting by Evan Simcoe Bednarski. And there you have it. However, like I said earlier, I consider this the Rittenhouse effect. And again, they're pushing it. Why? I don't know, but we're being pushed into the Dark Ages. And at this point, I would say we're somewhere entering, you know, the Wild Wild West. I mean, fuck, look around. Honestly and sincerely, this is a gun culture that we live in. And the harder they try to take guns away, the more people buy guns. And then these incidents like this are happening more frequently, whether they're contrived or orchestrated, I don't know, but they're fucking happening. But here's the point. Kyle Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old kid up there in, what was it, Wisconsin, Minnesota, one of those places up there, Happy Days territory. He went for a walk on a night when there were protesters. This guy, Dickens, Eli, for shortening his first name, he was at the mall with his girlfriend. He had a firearm, a sidearm on him. Some crazy motherfucker just started randomly shooting people. Eli, you know, hanging out again with his girlfriend at the mall, not there for any other purpose but to fucking shop and enjoy the socialization of a mall, sees this demon-possessed creature killing people, and he shoots him and kills him. And people are better for it now. And, well, I would think that it might be a deterrent for other fucking psychos to not go and try to shoot up the mall up in Indiana, knowing now that there could be one or more people like Mr. Dickens, or Dickin, with this sidearm, like down here in Texas, you know, what is it? There's a video going around where a dude comes into a convenience store waving a pistol around and he gets shot from three different dudes. Blap! Just dropped, like he just falls into the store dead because he's walking in with a fucking gun into a convenience store where there's dudes standing there with guns. Again, how much power do you have in all of this? To protect yourself, that's about it. We didn't create this, but it's being created for us. But so you have these young men that are going out trying to live their lives with this threat, and they're acting accordingly, like bosses. Like, and they always mention this, you know, no military or police training. Okay, well, you know, for whatever that's fucking worth, I train people on small arms in the military, but yet in order to have certain permits in the United States in certain places, I have to go through a training course. Who the fuck is going to train me? You know, like Higby on Newsmax said, that motherfucker was a United States Navy SEAL and they won't give him a concealed carry in fucking New York. That's beyond absurd. Because look, you have 17-year-old kids and 22-year-old young men that are going out and acting like they're, you know, again, perfect fucking gun safety and effectiveness. How many rounds did Rittenhouse fire? How many assailants were there? How many people were neutralized? He's still alive and he was acquitted. So fuck everybody that fucking tried to condemn that boy. And fuck anybody who wants to condemn this cat. The more people like this that are out in the public, the safer our public will be. Period. Point blank. Science! Go look at the empirical data. You can't argue with it. But they do. Anyway. I say live your life. Hopefully you're in a place where you can wear a piece on you. If you have to conceal it or let it hang off your hip and let people know. I don't mean anybody like a rattlesnake. I don't mean anybody any harm. I ain't looking to bite anybody. Just don't fuck with me. Don't tread on me and you'll be just fine.
Don't rock the boat, baby, don't rock the boat. Don't tip the boat over, rock the boat, don't rock the boat.